The Yukon River Chinook Salmon Run is nearly complete, according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, it's the first time in roughly 8 years that escapement goals lined out in a treaty between Alaska and Canada have been met.
This year, managers up and down the Yukon River set restrictions on both commercial and subsistence harvest of king salmon. They were hoping to see up to 55,000 fish pass into Canada. Numbers recorded through the first week of August show that more than 60,000 king salmon have passed the sonar counter at Eagle. Fred Bew is the Yukon area in-season manager for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
This is not a good year, but with all the efforts by everybody, I think we're continuing to get fish on the spawning grounds, and hopefully that holds us over till the production trend changes.
It's unclear why the king salmon population has been in decline for years. Bew says biologists do have a theory for this year's uptick in returning Chinook.
One indication is that five-year-old age class is fairly strong. In 2009, we had a pretty good escapement that year. So we're anticipating the six-year-olds to be fairly good next year. The females tend to be six-year-old fish, and so we're hoping that we'll get a little higher percentage of females in the return.
More females means more fish eggs, which could potentially mean more fish in the future. King salmon are just now arriving at their Canadian spawning grounds. Bew says the Department of Fish and Game is working with Canada's Department of Fisheries and Oceans on how best to manage them.
Roughly half of the Chinook salmon spawn in Canada, and so... You know, a lot of the information we get, we need to share. We both harvest on both sides of the border, and then also the escapement, what gets into the spawning grounds, the biology of the fish that we're seeing in the returns. And so we need, you know, the Alaska is only a portion of the story, and Canada is the other half, and so we need to combine our information.
Canadian managers have also imposed commercial and subsistence harvest restrictions on king salmon this year. Alaskan managers say the Chinook run past Eagle is more than 95% complete, so they've lifted restrictions in Alaska's portion of the Upper Yukon. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.